We're all virtually limitless.
This podcast is to provide a space for people to grow,
to rise,
and build. This is for the people that are ready to step up and make moves, no matter where they came from. Welcome to the podcast.
Virtually limitless. This life we live, we get to choose. We can make excuses or make moves.
It's up to you.
Yeah, your network is your network.
So find your tribe or build it.
There's some change about to happen. I can feel it. Oh, this life we were given it. So take advantage, start living
it. I'm on a mission, new beginnings to start living.
Yeah, virtually limitless.
You are tuning in to another episode of.
This is another episode of Virtually Limitless.
All right, welcome back, you guys, to another interview. I am here as your co-host, Justine Mader, and I've got Alex Slowecki here to share with us his brand and his impacting brand that shares mind mentor strategies with people across the globe. And I have my son present with us here too, and he wants to say hi. Literally just hit record. This is so awesome. Alex, I would love for people to know a little bit more about you. Would you mind sharing a short bio with our audience?
Yeah, sure. So my name's Alex Slowecki. I started a company called Mind Mentor LLC. And the reason why I started that was because I realized that mental health, the system is kind of broken. And I think people are really starting to wake up to that. They realize, you know, a therapist and kind of going into the system is not as efficient as it should be. It could take months and months or even years of therapy for someone to reach an enlightening type of aha moment that changes their path for the rest of their life. When in reality, all they needed was someone to give them a much more in-depth analysis of the way they think, where their current situation is, you know, all their core issues, their core values, and kind of really dive in what's going on at their current mind, their mindset, and just things like that. That I've kind of developed a tool over the last year on how to kind of pinpoint specific issues that might be holding people back. And again, the reason why I did that was because I was seeing people in therapy for years and not changing, because therapy tends to be more of a coping type of process. And it's great for when you need to cope and learn how to navigate stresses of life and navigate your traumas and process traumas. But I think a lot of people don't necessarily need that intense one-on-one long-term process of diving into their issues. They just want someone to give them some kind of straight up analysis of their mindset and their life. And there's nothing else that I have found like that on the market today.
So incredible. So what drove you to realizing, like, you know, this is something that I can offer, this is something that I can do to impact people? How did you get over that loophole of like fear? And so many people are stuck at that jump point, Alex. And I would love for people to hear, you know, you had this idea, it was going to be a breakthrough, but what helped you actually do it and set up Mind Mentor to support other people?
Yeah, so I definitely, to be honest, so backing up, I'm adopted from Colombia. And I grew up with a lot of obsessive thinking. And I always kind of thought outside of the first person narration. So in other words, I would look at my life and look at my thoughts and look at the people that I interact with, look at what I say, look at how I think in a third person perspective. And doing that for years since I was a kid allowed me to develop this natural ability to sit back in the witness seat of consciousness and observe what's going on and kind of objectively observe just what was actually happening. And when you're able to do that, you can analyze other people's thoughts a lot faster and a lot better. And a lot of it has to do with being adopted, actually, because you feel very alone and very different because you're displaced into a different environment. And there's a lot of interesting information and research that's coming out about adoptees. But anyway, so that's how I kind of started getting into that, yeah, that mindset. And over the years, you know, I've dealt with depression and I've dealt with shame, extreme shame and guilt. And I never really believed in myself. And I had an extremely large attachment and fear to making money and to like only pursuing a job that gave me stability and financial stability. And so I never believed in myself. I never thought that I could do anything other than have that safe job. And it wasn't until, to be honest, the course that Dean Graziosi and Tony Robbins offered through KBB, that kind of, I watched a YouTube video and I watched their trailer, and a lot of the things that they were saying resonated with me. And I didn't even realize that I had an ability to make my skills that I've been doing for my entire life an actual like business. So getting over that fear, it's not that I had a fear, I just never believed in myself. And until someone gave me that catalyst, that aha moment, that realization, I was not able to actually even consider a future where I could be helping other people for a living. And that is so important, that concept of understanding, you know, experiencing a catalyst is what I do. That's what I do for other people, because sometimes you go throughout your entire life doing the same things, thinking the same way, having the same limitations, having the same fears, having the same lifestyle, the same problems. And a lot of it is luck. You have not ran into someone, or you have not experienced something that gives you a catalytic change. So that's part of why I created a mind analysis summary and action plan. Because it literally, it's a report that acts as a catalyst for you to change immediately.
Well, it's so insightful. And it's one of those things, Alex and I have had conversations prior to this. So just to give you a little insight, it's one of those things that when people are so caught up in what they're doing, they don't understand who they're being at the same time and realize those different subconscious thoughts or those feelings that have been with them since childhood, whether it was adopted or not. I love that you shared that you were adopted, because I think that will resonate with so many people that have felt themselves to be insignificant in that realm. And you are just as amazing as any other human being. And I think that Alex is just a huge shining example of that and what maybe a catalyst could do for you, whether that's, you know, seeking him out as a mind mentor or looking to someone else to help you through a growth trauma or whatever the situation may be in your life. So I would love to ask and have you share with our audience here, Alex, when you started your company and, you know, so many people get so excited, how do you continue consistency? You know, motivation is such a fleeting thing. It's not something that can be, I like to call it like sand. Like, you can't build a house on sand. There's no actual foundation. So as a mind mentor and someone that understands the mindset limitations, how do you make sure that, you know, when you're excited and you started this business, how did you ensure that you would be able to do this in the long run?
Number one thing is really talking to people and making relationships. That is something I never did before, especially virtually. I'm a very independent, quiet. I keep to myself a lot. I just got a smartphone in this last year because of Mind Mentor, because I've always had a flip phone. And
crazy.
Yeah. So,
but relationships, that's the key, you guys, relationships. I love how you keep it so simple. It's not, you know, people talk about success and, you know, rising to the next level. They talk about it in such a complicated fashion that it almost makes it seem like no one can achieve it but them. And I just love the genuine, you know, way that you're sharing this with our audience, Alex. It's totally achievable. Sometimes you just need someone on the outside to look in with you and be like, hey, this is what's going on. This is the analysis. This is what we're seeing. And this is what you can do to change or to grow through it. And, you know, even just focusing on those relationships on how can I serve? You know, not as a client, as a human. And I think that that's something that's just so awesome to see with you and your brand, Alex. For people that are scared to be vulnerable in these situations, what would you encourage them to consider? You know, it could be a life-changing experience if you're willing to actually be honest. You know, how would you encourage someone to get over that hurdle?
Yeah, it's definitely hard, because there's such a stigma about vulnerability, and there's such a cultural sensitivity going on right now too, where you might be vulnerable and express your truth and you might offend someone in the same, you know, at the same time. So I definitely can see why today it's so scary to be vulnerable, especially when everything is captured online and recorded and like set in stone and shared and goes viral. You know, for me personally, Like I said, I'm adopted. I have a Voices of the Adopted Instagram, and I am interviewing adoptees on that platform to do exactly what you're referring to help people and adoptees specifically realize that their vulnerability, their struggles, their suffering is their strength. And by sharing it, that is not only allowing them to process it themselves, but it allows other people to learn from their struggling and to actually help them grow with just hearing other people's struggling. I definitely know that there's a huge difficulty with people trying to share. I have difficulty trying to get adoptees sharing their suffering all the time on that page. But honestly, you have to find your tribe, right? Find your group, find the people who are suffering in the same way that you are, and try and find their stories and listen to their vulnerabilities. And the more you do that, the more you'll realize that there is a specific kind of it's like a process. When you share your story, when you share your struggling, your vulnerability, it no longer becomes like this scary vulnerability type thing anymore. So I think the number one thing is just to find people you can relate to and resonate and who are dealing with the same type of issues that you are. And then slowly and gently and non-judgmentally over time, try and push yourself to start talking about your vulnerability more and share more of your authenticity, because that process is so essential to live an authentic life. And authenticity is not talked about enough today. And it needs to be, because a lot of the problems are problems because people are not authentic.
They're not genuinely honest with themselves first. And I think that's the thing. So many people are wanting to put on the face of what people want to see or what they want to hear. We want to be the perfect adopted child. We want to be the perfect entrepreneur. We want to be the perfect brand. Perfect isn't really a thing. It's something that can be pursued, but it's not actually achievable. And I love how you shared the fact that so many problems could be solved if we actually just allowed ourselves, give ourselves permission to really be raw and real. Yeah. And I think that's such a beautiful gift that you give, you know, not only your clients, but hopefully your audience, you know, even in the shows that you do with other adopted individuals. That's so incredible. And I would love to ask your thoughts on, you know, for people that are going through connection issues right now, we're in this world pandemic, right? Everyone is just not sure how to do this. How would you encourage people to take that first step of connection when they're feeling anxiety, they're not sure who to reach out to, they can't go to a group, you know, maybe they had a group of homies that they hung out with previously and they're not able to do it the same way. How would you, you know, encourage someone to really just be like, hey, this is okay, but you know, we have to change. We have to pivot. We have to, you know, kind of make a different move in order to still pursue that best version of themselves.
So in terms, are we talking about social media specifically or like
continuing that relationship and how to, you know, you had mentioned, you know, sharing and your story and connecting. How would you encourage people to do it now? People are still having to be quarantined and safe for different, you know, regards and whatnot. How would you encourage them to do that now? Social media is a great idea, you know, but what would be your, you know, best ways of, you know, starting to open up, maybe slowly, but surely to become better in that arena?
Well, it's definitely difficult, you know, to answer that question because everybody's different, right? Like I said, I never had social media really. Like I didn't use it like the same way other people do. And I'm not going to sit here and say, you know, if you should go and connect to random people in random groups and try and talk to people, because I never did that and I don't do that now. For me, what has helped me is introspection and self-awareness and meditation and analysis and non-judgmental observation of your inner thoughts, metacognition.
Going closer to yourself. That's powerful. Yeah,
exactly. Because in a world where, you know, we're always seeking, we're seeking for external validation. We're seeking for external connections. We're seeking for love from something other than ourselves. And honestly, every single thing you need is actually inside your mind. So the more you spend time inside of your mind, non-judgmentally, and in a way that cultivates wisdom and inner peace, which is not, you don't just learn how to do that. That's why you get someone like a mind mentor. But when you do that, you start to learn how to be content with yourself and non-judgmentally seek those connections. But you have this like this wholesome connection within yourself first. So it's a difficult question to answer, because I know that the easy answer is to find people, go to groups, go to this, go to that. But I honestly like to take the harder route and sit by yourself. And people don't like that answer.
You know, I think it's actually just, it's a deeper answer. Like you said, it's not necessarily the, you know, a right and a wrong. It's a deeper answer and creating a more solid foundation that will support those relationships and connections when they happen. But when you create the opportunity where you're able to be that better version of you first, then inevitably you're going to attract that tribe that is going to support you along that journey as well. And I think that that's, you know, so many people seek, like you said, but what is it to be sought? What is it to actually be the one that is the attraction magnet then? You know, and I think that's something that people forget. They don't even know what it's like to feel, you know, we're so stuck in trying to seek everybody else and shiny object syndrome. It's not even a part of our society anymore. So I love that you encouraged people to dive deep first and surface then, you know, really embracing who they are, what they're about, and watch their tribe surround them with love and encouragement moving forward. That's so incredible. I would love to hear from you. We're both in the Dean Graziosi community. I would love to hear how a course supported you, KBB, how that supported you in actually taking those tangible steps moving forward and, you know, starting your business. Were there things that you liked, things that you didn't? What did you do to make it happen? Because there's so many different ways to get somewhere. What did you do to make sure that it could happen and build your business to support your life and your business needs?
Oh man. Well, it's been a year, right? It's been a long, hey,
that's what we're here for, man. 1000%.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not going to happen overnight, but I always think about, in fact, I was just talking to my partner the other night, how I actually have done a lot. I've done a lot in the last year. I mean, there's so much more behind the scenes. And it amazes me how much I've done. And I attribute it all to one thing. And that was literally just believing in myself. Because I just never did that. It was never a concept. It was never something I focused on. It was never something that came to mind, like, hey, maybe I should believe in myself. And I think a lot of it has to do with that innate deep shame that comes out of things like adoption and some of my past relationships and my past relationship with my parents and what all of it. But that was just really the huge difference between what I was doing before I believed in myself and what I did after I believed in myself. And as long as you start to believe in yourself, that is what is so necessary for everything else to start happening. You know, if for those of you who are familiar with the reticular activating system, it essentially, yeah, you basically start to jumpstart that when you start to believe in yourself, because now your mind starts to look for opportunities to actually make the belief in yourself come true. And it starts to allow yourself to find and gravitate and actually believe in other things that might help you. They might not help you, but you will continuously trial and error, and then you'll slowly make all this progress. And then you'll look back in 6 months and you'll realize, holy shit, like it all just started from believing in myself.
But being consistent with it too. I think that's the huge underlying message that you just shared, Alex, is, you know, even when you don't believe in yourself, you believe in yourself. And if this isn't the right step, then it's going to lead you to the next right step. And just really sticking out for the fact that, you know, you're the reason that you're going to get this done. And it's so funny because the number one thing that I tell people is I took the bet on me. I took the bet on me. I didn't bet on anybody else. I didn't bet on their success. I took the bet on me. And I just love that. That's probably another reason why I like you so much, Alex. It's one of those things where you can feel that. And so when people are struggling, this is a message that I hope will just encourage you. You don't need exterior validation. You don't need to make all the right steps. What you need to do is make sure that you're doing what aligns with you and believe in yourself to search that out, discover that for yourself. And sometimes it's taking that look inside. not looking outside. Yeah. Sometimes it's as simple as looking inward, like Alex shared, and that can be super transformational. So Alex, I would love to hear it. 2020 was a trip. I know for you and for so many, what does 2021 hold? What are the upcoming events for Mind Mentor, or what can your audience look forward to?
Well, I would really love to start talking about my mind analysis because I really believe in it. I honestly think it could change. It sounds corny, but I think it might change the world because,
not corny. That is a belief that you have the potential to change the world and you have a gift that way, Alex. I don't believe that's corny at all.
And it's only because the results that I'm seeing consistently are, it's unbelievable. It's hard to believe sometimes. Because again, it's that shame. And going back to the believing in yourself thing, you know, I don't always believe in myself. You know, when you have those dark days, you start to think, oh my God, like I'm not going to make it, yada, yada, yada.
Yes.
But there's always that subconscious kind of string of belief. Like you still have to believe in yourself, maybe not the intensity, but know in the back of your head that you can still do it. And that's what's so important too, is to have just a, it doesn't have to be huge. It's not like you have to be gung-ho and positive like a lot of these life coaches try and push on people. You don't have to be positive all the time. You can not believe in yourself, but still slightly believe in yourself and depend and rely on that slightly dependent, believing yourself.
But that's being honest with yourself too, Alex. I'd love that you tie all this back together so well, because that means when you're being honest with yourself, you're okay with the fact that maybe today isn't a great day, but I'm still going to be the greatest version of me. It just might not be the greatest day as I'm being me. It might not be that way. And that's okay. And that's part of the, you know, I play piano, and for people that, you know, don't know a piano, there's white and black keys. They all make music, but there's white and black. There's a contrast, there's a difference, and they play a different melody, but it's all music. And so it's all a part of the journey. And as cliche as that sounds, the journey is always going to be an adventure, but embracing it as an adventure versus, a downfall or fail.
Yeah, definitely. But what I'm seeing with a lot of my clients who are going through this mind analysis process is that they are legitimately they're basically experiencing exactly what I'm trying to have them experience, which is these catalytic shifts of perception, shifts of self-identity, realizations, enlightening type of, oh my God, I never saw my life or my personality or the way I think in this way. And it's very interesting to see, because a lot of these clients that I have been in therapy for months, weeks, years, and they've never experienced such a fast transformation. And I think there's a lot of reasons why, and I could talk a whole bunch about it. But one huge reason is because I think, again, the way the mental health system is created right now, there's a lot of red tape. There's kind of insurance involved. There's like a specific licenses involved. There's the fear of a therapist to push their client too hard, too fast. There's the in-person, one-on-one person communication, which is not always as great as people think it is, because there's a lot of emotion involved in the answers that a client says. So that's why I have my clients write everything down and then I analyze their words so that I eliminate emotion altogether. And that method seems to be working way faster and much better than trying to like have these long, you know, hour long sessions that are really focused on validation and not so much diving deep into core perceptions and issues, because that's scary and it's not always good, especially if you have trauma. But again, I'm finding people just, they would rather know themselves more objectively than continue living in this facade or fake, inauthentic version of themselves that's just causing them suffering anyway.
Absolutely. Well, and I would love to hear your thoughts. People's mental health right now is suffering for sure with the pandemic. How would you encourage people to reach out to, you know, you as the mind mentor and someone that's supporting people through this time? How would you encourage them to reach out to you, find your programs, and get in touch with someone that really does care about not only their mental health, but making sure that they're here to see all the goodness that 2021 holds?
Well, I personally I'm still in this marketing like beginning, because I'm definitely, there is not enough information about what I do out there. There's not enough information about my mind analysis specifically out there, in my opinion, because it's not doing it justice. It really is a great product. I just need to figure out how to put it out there so that people can read more about it and understand how impactful it can be. But anyone who's interested in developing self-awareness and living a more authentic life and learning how to transform their negative thinking and their suffering into more objective ways of thinking and living, and having inner peace, they can reach out to me personally and they can message me on Facebook. They can go to mindmentorllc.com. You know, they can check out any of my Instagram pages. I have multiple, because I have at therapist versus life coach. I have at voices of the adopted. I have at mindmentorllc. So I'm trying to get all over there, but honestly,
in other words, there's no excuse for not getting a hold of Alex. If you need to find him, he's got plenty of avenues for you to reach out to him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so incredible. And I think it's so powerful that you shared just the fact that part of your journey right now is getting the message out there, showing people what you can do, showing the results of your amazing clients that now get to live in a whole new world that they created themselves as a result of the shifts in mindset from negative to positive and creating that world that they truly are grateful for now at this point. Yeah. That's so incredible. Alex, I'm so excited that we got to have you on the show. Is there anything that you would like to leave with our listeners, especially right now, just a word of hope or encouragement? Things have been crazy for everyone, not only politically, business, like you name it. Everyone's had a trip. What would you leave just as a word of inspiration for people to consider?
Well, I did want to mention, because I'm aware that your followers, there's a lot of entrepreneurs listening, as I was told. And
absolutely.
One thing I wanted to explain, how self-awareness and my mind analysis product is very beneficial to entrepreneurs specifically. It's not just people who are suffering. In fact, I find that people who are not suffering, they have a lot to learn about themselves, because a lot of entrepreneurs tend to be very obsessed about some type of future, some type of hypothetical scenario, some type of goal, and they're basically obsessing and creating this one avenue where if it doesn't work out, their whole world will crumble. And that's not necessarily the best way to live either. So 95% of people think that they are self-aware, but only about 10 to 15% actually are by criteria. So you have to think about those numbers. You know, 95%, there's a lot of people who think that they're self-aware. So I think a lot of entrepreneurs fall in that character. So what I do for entrepreneurs is I help them really understand why they're doing what they're doing. Not their core why that they think they know, but legitimately the level underneath their core why that they've found that they really can't get on their own. I take people and I facilitate advanced self-awareness and advanced introspection that brings them underneath that iceberg to really get to the bottom. I mean, for instance, one person, she believed that she wanted to make enough money to support her family because she never wanted them to like suffer or whatever. Like that was her core why. But after we gone through the session, I found out that in kindergarten, she was sitting in a corner and she felt that she was not being perceived by her other classmates as special. So at that moment, she started to basically convince herself she needed to be perfect in order for everything around her to go the way she wanted it to go. And it's that type of introspection that you cannot get on your own. And it's what I'm finding that is like the most powerful, because now she realizes that everything she does in her life is because that little girl sitting in the corner felt like she needed to make this perfect world. And so I would really encourage entrepreneurs specifically, because if you're doing something and you really truly don't know why you're doing it, it might not be as long lasting and sustainable as you think. And you might run into something down the line that crumbles your entire, you know, everything that you've worked for. And it's just safer to get to know yourself on a deeper level first and then build a business surrounded by that. And I just wanted to mention that because it's important.
So good. Well, and if you already have a business, why not get to know yourself better now? There's no reason, you know, whether you're starting a business, have a business, or, you know, maybe you're on the end of it too, and you're retiring, you know, it doesn't matter. Whatever level you find yourself, knowing your deepest why, knowing the deepest parts of who you are could relate back to just even a certain circumstance like Alex just shared with us. How transformational could that be for your life and business? Alex, it's been my pleasure to have you here on the Virtually Limitless Show. Thank you so much. And just cheers to everything that Mind Mentor will do. The future has only started to look towards what you guys have in store. So I'm super excited for you guys. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. And we'll look forward to having you back on the show next week.
If you learned anything from this show, make sure you leave a review and check out the description to join our community and grab some free resources. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Virtually Limitless.